Listening Library presents Mara, Daughter of the Nile by Eloise Jarvis McGraw. Read for you by Tara Sands. Part 1. Menfi. Chapter 1. The Mysterious Passenger. Nekonk, captain of the Nile boat Silver Beetle, paused for the 50th time beside his vessel's high-beaked prow, and shaded his eyes to peer anxiously across the wharfs. The city that rose beyond them shimmered, almost drained of color, in the glare of Egyptian noon. Doorways were blue-black in white buildings. Alleys were plunged in shadow. The gay colors of the sails and hulls that crowded the harbor seemed faded and indistinct, and even the green of the Nile was overlaid by a blinding surface glitter. Only the sky was vivid, curving in a high blue arch over ancient Menfi. The wharf itself seethed with activity. Sweating porters hurried in and out among groups of merchants haggling over stacks of cargo yet to be loaded. Sailors, both foreign and Egyptian, swarmed everywhere, talking in a babble of tongues. A donkey drover pushed through a cluster of pale-faced Libyans, shouting at his laden beasts. Three Mitanni traders in the fringed garments of Babel laid wagers on a dogfight at one end of the wharf, while a ring of yelling urchins surrounded a cage of monkeys at the other. Over all rose the rank smell of the river, an odor compounded of fish, mud, water-soaked rope, pitch, and crocodiles. But no